You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now to retail, where the apocalypse continues unabated. A couple more retailers declared bankruptcy over the weekend. Tailored Brands, which owns Men's Wearhouse and Joseph A. Bank, and the department store chain Lord & Taylor. They join a list of COVID-era retail bankruptcies that already includes Neiman Marcus, J. Crew, Brooks Brothers, and the parent company of Ann Taylor & Loft. These companies all had problems before the virus, but now they're also up against widespread working from home, as in who needs a suit and pumps right now? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more.
Amanda Rich is starting to feel bad for her shoes.
I'm actually sitting looking at them and I'm seeing like my leopard print ballet flats and this really cute pair of sandals that I bought last year, so I haven't really worn them.
She lives about 30 miles east of Seattle and works in communications.
I think they're thinking, you know, because they don't know, right? Did we do something wrong?
Rich used to wear business attire, a blazer or a dress with fancy shoes, to the office every day.
I have not put on a dress since March.
There are many lonely dresses and blazers and suits hanging expectantly in closets across America right now. And a lot of them came from retailers that have filed for bankruptcy during the pandemic. Many of those retailers started the lockdown with a lot of debt. Meanwhile, COVID accelerated a trend that was already underway. Tiffany Hogan is a retail analyst at Kantar.
We've seen a casualization of the office of workwear for several years now. Dress Down Friday is not just jeans anymore. It's even more casual than that.
Since working from home is the new normal until who knows when, could those retailers maybe change things up, start selling more casual clothing?
They're two totally different animals.
Michael Londrigan teaches at the Fashion Business College, LIM.
You know, you can't just flip a switch and say, I'm going from formal wear to casual wear.
A retailer would have to buy different materials, find new suppliers and designers.
And that takes time.
Which we seem to have a lot of. Google, for instance, has told its workers they're not going back to the office until at least July 2021. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.